All right, we have a very special guest in Gordo's Corner today. Through a lot of behind-the-scenes work, and we were able to secure her to come on this program. Welcome to the show, Erin Andrews of Fox. Erin.
Yay.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. It wasn't that much prep behind the scenes. I just, every single week I hear Troy always crack up, and you guys know, nobody has a better laugh than Aikman. I mean, when he gets rolling, he does not stop. And he will talk, all I hear about all the time in these meetings are, the guy's on the ticket, the guy's on the ticket. And then Joe starts talking, and I'm like, nobody wants me on the ticket. This is getting kind of embarrassing.
So,
I think you asked once, and I said yes. So there you go. It wasn't that much courting in this relationship,
yeah,
to
I know.
Be honest.
But we're trying to dress it up to make it look like we did a bunch of work to get you
really
on.
Sexy. Yeah. Lipstick on it. Sounds great. What's going on in Dallas right now? Last time we saw you guys, they were walking off the field. Adrian Claiborne had 6 sacks. I mean, what's the vibe out there? That's my favorite question, by the way, to ask Troy every Friday when I see him.
What's the vibe?
That the season is going up in flames.
Oh, stop it.
I think it is.
Really?
And Jerry's going crazy.
And Jerry may have lost it.
Yeah, but that's fun. I like it when that happens. But no, really, the vibe is that the season's going up in flames. Stop. That was one game.
Yeah, but they're 5-4 and
don't have Zeke.
Yeah, no Zeke. Maybe no Tyron Smith.
No
at
Sean
least not
Lee.
Healthy Tyron Smith. It's not good.
I'm coming to you for updates. What is the update on Sean Lee? Emmett Smith was backstage at Dancing with the Stars on Monday, and it's hard for me because on Sundays I go straight to dancing, and all I want to talk about is what happened on Sunday, because I didn't get to see any of the games. I want to break down what happened in our game with somebody, and no offense, our dancers are more interested in like the tango and, you know, who's going to have a wardrobe malfunction. So I saw Emmett backstage, and I'm like, holy cow, Sean Lee's hurt again. And he's like, he is? And I'm like, Emmett, were you watching the game? What's going on? So what's the latest with Sean Lee?
Another month, probably.
Oh,
at least another 2 or 3 games, yeah.
All right.
It's not going to, I'm telling you, it's going up in flames.
Hey, come on, let's be positive. Come on.
Hey, Erin, George thinks that, George is one of the guys on the show. He thinks that Zeke Elliott looks like an Ewok.
He's throwing me under the bus. That was an off-air conversation.
You do, and I don't understand. I don't see the resemblance.
It's not just me.
Do you have a voice for it as well? Because I always hear how this show has voices and noises and, oh, God.
Yeah.
Noises.
No, we don't have a voice yet for fake Zeke.
Does Troy ever sit y'all down and make y'all listen to, like, cassette tapes he's rolled off of radio?
Not cassette tapes, but he has literally gone online to like pull up some of the voices you guys are doing of certain coaches or old coaches.
Again, we're sorry.
He gets rolling and it's hilarious.
And what does Joe do when Troy's playing these for everyone?
Oh, he laughs. We love when Troy gets funny and starts, you know, telling jokes or cracking up. And yeah, he all laughs. Everybody does. So it's great.
Okay, how long has it been since you've worked with these guys?
What are you talking about? Worked with them? Since last week.
No. I meant in general.
How long have you
overall?
With, how long have you worked with Joe and Troy?
Give me a time check on how long it's since you talked to them.
I saw them last Sunday when we were all running to the car in the ATL. They went on their private jets. I went commercial.
Oh, dear.
Now get the violin out. It's very, very sad. How long have I worked with them? Gosh. 4 seasons, 3 seasons? I'm not sure. It just goes so fast. 4, maybe?
And what's the most idiosyncratic thing about each one of those guys that you've discovered?
Well, you guys don't work the weekends with Troy, but what do you think his is?
I bet you, see, Troy seems like such a squared away type A guy. I bet you every moment of his is regimented and scheduled out.
Yeah, I mean, no, but it is. But I appreciate that. That's the athlete in him. I think the one thing about him that I find unbelievable, well, he motivates me to work out, because if I was ever thinking about slacking off, dude's already gone to his cycle class at 6 a.m. and is, you know, crushing it with his egg whites and just very, very healthy juices. And all I want is scrambled eggs, crispy bacon, and my coffee and my OJ. But yeah, so he makes you feel bad about yourself in a good way, that it's like, all right, I got to go to the gym. I may may or may not try to mix in a salad today. But his handwriting is the most unbelievable handwriting in the entire world. I would have liked the guy to have written my wedding invitations or my Christmas cards.
Really?
Have you ever seen, have you seen this handwriting?
Yeah, he does have good handwriting.
I've just seen his signature. I've never seen his, you know, him writing out a grocery list. I'm not sure he's ever done that, to be quite honest with you, written out a grocery list.
Didn't he win like a penmanship of...
Yeah, that was his first championship. Before he won a Super Bowl,
Henrietta,
he was known as the guy who won the world champion penmanship.
The guy does it all. He's amazing. And then Joe, I don't know. I can't really think of any. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm really bad to ask that. He just always has a joke, and I never. He pinches very hard. He'll walk behind you and come on. Oh, don't make voices like that.
Well, I'm nervous.
Yeah, today's climate, that just makes us nervous.
Yeah, that was actually bad. Let's go back and erase that one. No, on your arm, nothing like that. I'm very good friends with his wife, actually. But and everything's a joke and hilarious, and I'm always cracking up. So I can't really think of anything negative, or not even negative, but little things about them.
All right, do you get more notoriety from Dancing with the Stars or from your Fox work?
I would think it's a combo. I don't know. I mean, I've been doing not just Fox. I was on ESPN for 10 years working College Game Day and everything. So that obviously helps, you know, little things along the way, like a Richard Sherman interview here and there. And, you know, my work with just the college kids and everything. So I feel like that is probably what people know me for. Dancing with the Stars is more the female demographic. That's what guys like Jerry Rice and Emmett say all the time. People know them a lot more. They get noticed a lot more from Dancing with the Stars, just from the female demographic. It's insane. And when you go places like Minnesota, Green Bay, that's the group that loves us a lot out there. So they lose their minds for Dancing with the Stars, which we're thankful about.
You have an interesting job, that sideline reporting, and you have to do some interviews. But the one thing that I think that's good about the way Fox does it is they have you recap what a coach said at halftime. There's nothing more tense than that coach coming off the field, and then you got to say, hey, how about that first half? I mean, I don't know.
We sucked. We didn't do well. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, there's a voice for you. There's the fake Jason Garrett there.
Awesome. Yeah, but there are some guys that are great. Jay Gruden's awesome because he'll really tell you exactly how it is. Mike Zimmer, he's awesome. They don't candy coat it, and sometimes you're literally writing down the F word, you know, bad words that are coming out of their mouth, and you're like, oh, God, why did I even write this? This is awkward. And you get it. Guys don't want to be doing that heading into the locker room. I mean, I had to talk to Mike McCarthy coming out of the half after Aaron Rodgers went down with a broken collarbone, and, you know, RJ Glazer's already reporting it's broken. We know it's broken. And I have to say, what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. I didn't even talk to him. Oh, come on. And I said, oh, come on. I need to get something coming on air. And he goes, didn't talk to him. I got Brett Hundley to worry about. And I'm like, Mike, please. Like, because it's the last thing that they need to do. And I get that. But sometimes you get these guys that are just awesome about the whole thing. I mean, they're ripping the official. I love it. Pete Carroll's done this to me before, on bad penalties. And I think it's the one we had week one with Green Bay. One of their players got ejected from the game. It was like really quickly in the beginning of the game. And Pete Carroll's asking me at the half, what did Troy say about it? What did Joe say? And they want to know so they can go back to the officials and kind of, you know, just say what the announcers were saying and what it looked like on TV. So sometimes that's kind of fun too.
Do you ever use?
I had for Thanksgiving one year. I think Pitbull was our halftime, and one of the coaches came out and asked me what he played, and I was like, "No, I'm supposed to be asking you what's going on."
George hates Pitbull too.
Stop throwing it on me.
Well, you do. You don't like Pitbull.
Say I hate. I'm just not a big fan. I wouldn't say Craig isn't
George,
either.
He seems very negative.
He does.
He's really.
I'm very positive. I'm very positive.
You ever use your little brief interaction with the coach coming off the field at halftime to recruit anyone for Dancing with the Stars, like, you know, ask Ben McAdoo if he'll join the cast?
Ben McAdoo doesn't really say much of anything, so I don't think we're talking about tangos or Argentine. Yeah, like any salsas there. But no, I'll use pregame warm-ups. Yeah, absolutely. I'll walk around and be like, hey, our girls are hot. You'd really like to do this.
It's a brilliant career move to go on that Dancing with the Stars.
If it goes well and you and your group do the right things, it's a no-brainer to do. I mean, we had we had, who did we have? Oh, Von Miller, right after he won the Super Bowl. We had Antonio Brown, and not like they needed any of our help for marketing, but it didn't hurt them at all. Yeah, if you're a football, listen, I was telling Troy and Joe this every single week. Tio was just on, and I wasn't really, I told him this, and he knew. I mean, I'm pretty easy to read with my body language. I wasn't really a fan. I didn't really think too much of him heading into our show. He did a massive turnaround. One week, he gave a really emotional dance. He stopped fighting with Cheryl, his partner, who was Emmett's partner at the time, a couple of seasons ago. And he embraced it, embraced us, opened up. Guy was awesome. And I said that a few times. If you go about it the right way and kind of handle the show and do what it's supposed to do, it can really help you out of the ballroom, all that stuff, yeah.
Troy or Joe would never do it, though, would they, Dancing with the Stars?
No, I think they've been asked several times, so no, that's a no.
And they'd be good at it. I think they would be good.
I don't know.
You don't think
no.
You don't think Joe would be good at it?
No.
I think Joe would be fantastic because his post interviews would be awesome. He'd end up wanting to host the thing.
he'd be better than Rick Perry for sure, but I don't think he'd be very good.
Yeah, George hates Rick Perry.
Yeah, he's real negative about everybody.
Yeah, I kind of am negative about Rick Perry.
Rick Perry accuses George of always entering chicken fried steak eating contests.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Stop telling her weird stories.
I would get along with because my sister and I's favorite quote is, "I hate everyone." I mean, in their days, that really, really is true.
Yeah. I'm really not like that, but they're just Pitbull, Rick Perry. You've hit upon a couple of this morning. The
Ewoks,
the Cowboys season. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty negative about those things.
Okay, Aaron, are there any big things still on your waiting to accomplish list? Inventing a flying machine or discovering the bones of Bigfoot, or like, what is a personal goal you have?
No, we did that yesterday. We just haven't released it.
Oh, you did? Wow. Discovered the bones of Bigfoot.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like they would all be boring ones for you guys, and George would hate it anyway. So.
No, I wouldn't.
True.
Yeah, you're right about
that's
that.
So true. You picked up on that.
Oh.
No, I was finally asked to be on the ticket. There were no voices. I feel like you guys were very tame, which really annoys me, which means you don't know my humor. But hey, we'll figure it out one time. This was just baby
stuff. We'll do it again.
You know?
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Do you believe in Bigfoot, by the way?
Do I? No, I don't really think I've put much thought into it. I got to be honest.
No, I don't either. See, you and I are a lot alike. We really are.
What about ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes. I can freak myself out pretty quick about
really?
Ghosts. Yes. It's so true. Come on. There's so much proof of that stuff.
Oh, no.
I agree.
All right, what about UFOs?
Freak myself out. Yeah, I don't know. I can freak myself out about that, too.
You can't put limits on aliens.
That's a good point, George.
You can't, George?
Okay, that's one of our noises. That's a drop that you just heard.
What's a drop?
That was not me in real time.
I don't know what a drop is.
I'm
drop
sorry.
It like it's hot, George. Yes, you do.
Hey, didn't you just get married recently, or you're about to?
Hey, no, I got married.
How's
congratulations.
That going?
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to sound more happy about that.
It's working out great. I'm home 2 days out of the week. We have four jobs between the two of us, so it's working out really well. We never see each other. I hear this is what makes it work.
Yeah,
right?
That's a recipe for success.
Yeah, that's really a good idea, actually.
How's the division of labor at your house? Like, is he do a lot of the household chores and he's an equal member?
Well, this just in, guys. I married Monica Geller from Friends. I don't know if you remember her. She was very, very OCD.
Right. Actually, I hated that show.
Yeah, George hated Friends.
I thought Friends was the most overrated show of all time.
That's a truth.
I really have said that a number of times.
You're the one. Yeah, you're the one, George. Great job. Yep, very, very meticulous. Nothing in our house is out of place. It's not a museum here, but it is very, very cozy. But if you get too cozy, you get talked about to maybe just tighten it up a little bit. So our house is always clean, which is really, really annoying. The one thing that's changed in our lives is we do have a 7-month-old 72-pound golden retriever. He's like a beast. And so his hair and toys are all over the place. Actually, last night when he was enjoying himself on the cool balcony watching the sunset, my husband said, "God, his toys are all over the bedroom floor." I'm like, He's a dog. He's 7 months old.
That's what he's supposed to do.
You should teach him to retrieve him. He's a retriever.
And you guys are only home 2 days a week. I mean, what, do you just leave a barrel of food out for him?
He's really smart, George. You would hate that, too.
No,
George.
I love dogs. Yeah, I got bird dogs. I got labs. I love them.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. No, we are lucky. We have some help with him, so it's great. Well, I'm not even a mother. Actually, horrible story about myself. My own mother came and met him for the first time this past week and was pointing out all the things I'm doing wrong, and I thought to myself I was a really good parent. But I just said, Mom, I feel guilty because I'm not home all week. And she goes, yeah, and you can tell you're spoiling him. So I failed that test. So that was great. I'm very excited about myself.
She's already critiquing your parenting of your golden retriever.
My firstborn. Yep. And I'm not doing well, guys. I'm like a coddling coach. I'm allowing my player to have bad behavior at home, and I'm not doing anything about it.
Oh, Aaron, you got to get control of your scene.
It gets worse. It gets worse.
All right, Aaron, we've run out of time talking to you, but will you come back on again? Because we have a lot of other stuff that George wants to rag on.
Because I feel, I know. You guys went so easy. It's such a bore. Yes, next time let's go guns a-blazing here and go after each other.
Okay, I'd love that.
All right, Aaron.
All right, perfect.
All right, we do appreciate it. Good morning to you.
That's Jerry Jones, by the way.
I know who that is.
She thought it was Bruce Springsteen.
All right, die. George, you need to die.
George hates Springsteen, by the way.
Hates Springsteen.
He may be a little overrated, but I like him.
George joined ISIS. All right, Aaron, thank you.
Not. Oh, no.
Aaron, thanks for coming on with us.
Bye, guys.
I love you.
All right, that's Aaron Andrews in Gordo's Corner. That was fun.